This is Mythical.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is Charles Neal from Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with my son from Good Mythical Morning. Hey, Link, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dad, and a good mythical morning to you, or afternoon, or, well, I guess there's a three-hour difference, so it's afternoon to me, so it's night to you.
It's night here, but that's all right. We got it worked out, and...
With that backdrop you got your nice sunset behind you. It makes me assume that you're always living in the golden hour over there.
It was sometimes we got one and we sitting on the beach and now we watching the sunset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you working too hard?
Pretty hard at it. I got a big job going on, so the house is about 4,000 square feet, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I saved this one. These people were nice enough to let me wait and start in January, so I've been working on it in January, and I might get through with it by the end of February.
Oh.
I might.
Really?
They don't care.
So you're riding on a good reputation if they're letting you string it out for that much time.
Well, you talking about painting the whole house again, the ceilings, the walls, the trim work, everything, and you're talking about a house with 5 bedrooms in it.
Oh.
That ain't even counting the living room, kitchen, the crow's nest that you go up and can see the ocean from the house.
Oh.
All that. So it's a nice house.
What do you think about a crow's nest in a house like that? Because is it really big enough to do anything up there, or something when you buy the house, you're like, whoa, a crow's nest, I'm going to come up here all the time and drink my morning coffee. And you never go up there.
And you would want to, because they got a winding staircase that you have to walk up to the top of it.
Yeah.
And
ain't nobody going to walk up there.
But this yes, they are, because this crow's nest is about, it's 12 foot wide and 24 foot long.
Oh.
It's a room.
Okay.
With a vaulted ceiling in it, with beams on the ceilings and all kind of stuff. So this ain't just no little bitty crow's nest. This is a big crow's nest.
So you think they make use of it?
Oh, yeah. And Nancy said if she lived there, that she'd have a bed up there, and that's where she'd sleep.
that's the way to guarantee that you're making use of it. Because I'm still suspicious,
but that's what I've been doing, working on this house, and you know. But she tells me not to work too much. If I need to stop and rest, just go on home. everything will be fine. They good to me.
All right, that's good to hear. I like that type of arrangement because I don't like it when you got to work too hard. Because if you can continue to work at that type of pace, that's ideal, right? I mean, and under those circumstances, you enjoy it, right?
Oh yeah.
You still bring your jam box in there and listen to your?
Oh yeah, ain't nobody but me and my radio. So yeah. 94.9 on the surf. So listening to that good beach music all the time. So not that rap music. So
vibing out. You're vibing out to not that rap music. I guess you have a lot of opportunity for shower thoughts. You know what I'm talking about? Shower thoughts.
No, you might have to explain that. I mean, you know, I guess when you think you're taking a shower and you think about stuff that you want to be doing or you need to be doing, I get a lot of them thoughts.
Or more philosophical type stuff, like, well, I don't have a good example, but because I actually don't have shower thoughts. I'm very much thinking about the task of taking a shower, but a lot of people, when they're in the shower, they get philosophical and their mind kind of wanders and, you know, when you're using your paintbrush, it's like your mind can just go to all types of places.
I can think about a lot of different things that, you know, I might want to change or stuff going on in the what's going on in the world, and I wish you could change some of that. But you know, and then sometimes I'm just listening to the music and painting and just easing on, dancing on around.
I like
up and down the ladder.
I like that image. I like that image, Dad.
So it's easing up, but. You know, we the last time we was together, we got to talk about Aruba and New Zealand, and done a lot of catching up. Is anything much?
I'm back. I'm just back at it. I'm you know, getting ready for Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
It's you know, we gotta start laying our plans if we wanna have plans to get laid. I shouldn't have said that out loud. It just rolled right off the tongue, though.
Well,
the best laid plans are the plans to get laid. That should be on a Myrtle Beach T-shirt, right?
I'm telling you, we need to put that on a shirt.
Oh my gosh, are you ready? I'm not. No. I'm honestly not. Not. I mean, I got a reservation, but yeah. I got to go further than that.
No, I ain't ready.
We got some work to do. You might need to be directing our shower thoughts in the romantic direction, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, and not just to get something out of it, Dad.
That's right.
So
no.
I don't want you to. I don't know what you're thinking about me, but I'm not just trying to get something out of this.
Sure. Me
this is,
either.
This is about. Just an expression of love and romance with no strings attached and no expectations of any reciprocation.
I don't quite go into Valentine's without wanting some reciprocation.
I know, but you're not supposed to say it. I said it, and now you've said it.
Well, hey,
we're both over here saying it.
I don't know about your wife, but my wife knows I want some reciprocation, especially at Valentine's. So,
there's no doubt that she knows. but I mean, there's still a little bit of gamesmanship to it.
I make it kind of try to make it interesting, and you know, like you know, and doing stuff for her, and she does stuff for me. Because most of the time we get each other a card, we don't just buy each other one card. We buy a couple or three and slip them around and leave them at different places. Leave one in the morning on Valentine's Day somewhere, and one for around lunchtime for them to find, and then one for that night where we're either going out to eat or
taking notes.
To do something. And yeah.
Sprinkling the notes. I like that. Can I use that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my trick has always been go to buy the card and pick your favorite card and pick your second favorite card and then take what's written in your second favorite card and write it yourself in the first card as if you were the one who wrote it.
You shouldn't have told that. That's worse than the first thing that you
told. Yeah, I'm going to do your way is better.
Yeah,
just buy all the cards.
I can. I articulate pretty well when I sit down and writing a little love note to my wife in the card and do that. So, you know, it's just something off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, me too. Me too.
Oh, Lord. Okay. It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. We got an email from Max Paul.
Two first names. Said, ain't nothing wrong with that.
He says, my name is Max from Kansas City, Missouri, and I have a peculiar predicament that I hope you fellas could help me with.
Okay.
I have the misfortune of my birthday being on February the 3rd, the day after Groundhog Day. So my special day always seems to get overshadowed. This upcoming February will be my 25th year, so he's 25 years old.
Okay.
I play second fiddle to Punxsutawney Phil, and frankly, I'm over it. Can you shed some light and cast your shadow on this quarter century dilemma of mine, or perhaps provide some words of encouragement?
Okay.
Now, Max.
I get the pun. His birthday is overshadowed.
Yeah, you get it. That's right.
You get it. Now, is this a widespread problem? I don't know that I've ever heard of this being a problem.
I don't understand having a birth. I don't kind of, Max, I'm sorry, but just called your birthday the day after my birthday and Link's birthday. Mine sometimes falls right on Memorial Day, and people celebrating Memorial Day, hell, it don't hurt my feelings that they're celebrating something. And yours is the day after Punxsutawney Phil. I mean, I'm sorry that you've had a dilemma with it, but I got a nephew that his birthday is on December the 28th.
Dad, we're talking.
Christmas. And you could have been born on December the 25th instead of December the 3rd or February the 3rd. And then you wouldn't have never got it. You'd be like Kurt. You wouldn't hardly ever get a birthday present.
And you compete with Jesus. You know what happens when you compete with Jesus?
Yeah.
You lose. Spoiler alert. Really? Jesus wins. I'm sure that's already on a shirt. And it's got a gaudy graphic design to go along with it. Trust me, that already exists. Spoiler alert, so, Jesus wins.
So, you know, Max, I really think that you put a little 2 minutes thought into that your birthday's on February 3rd because of, and I know you see all this about a groundhog and him seeing his shadow, but hey, they ain't none of us got nothing to do with the weather. The good Lord looks after that. And your birthday's the day after we figure out if we're going to have 6 more weeks of bad weather or if it's going to get warm in 4 more weeks or whatever. So, you know, you could have had a birthday on a lot worse day. And
are you saying that Mr. Paul here is being a prima donna?
Well, I don't know that, but I think he's
a Punxsutawney prima donna.
Yeah, something, yeah, because he don't need to worry about that his birthday's on the day after.
Are you saying that he is not being his Max Paul? Are you saying he might be more of his minimum Paul?
Well, I think he just needs to
live up to his name.
Yeah.
You are Max Paul.
I mean, You and Max probably don't make no damn difference if your birthday's the day after Punxsutawney Phil's.
That's right. You know, hey. Who does he think he is? Minimum Paul?
No, he's Max Paul.
That's right.
Max Paul. So hey, enjoy your birthday and just enjoy when it is. That's the best thing for you to do.
When's the last time you actually paid attention to the groundhog anyway? I mean, what are we in, grade school?
Even when I was farming, I didn't care if he seen his shadow or not because I didn't half believe
it, exactly.
It had nothing to do with it anyway.
You so. Didn't have, what about the other half?
No, that's right.
And who cares about the weather more than farmers?
I'm telling.
I mean, maybe fishermen. I don't know. Nobody care. They might care just as much. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. I mean, when you were a farmer, you clung to the weather. You had an intimate, well, I'll say personal. You had a vibrant relationship with the local weatherman. Am I right?
Well, I don't know about with the weatherman because they ain't but 50% right half the time anyway.
Okay, so. But you would plan your strategy, your pharmacological strategies based on the weather forecast. Am I right?
That would be correct.
And how many times did you base any of your stratagem on the scene or the not seen of the shadow of the groundhog?
Not never.
So always?
Yeah.
You said not always. Never. Is that that means always?
Yeah.
Or that mean it could mean no. Sometimes.
No, not never means I didn't never pay no attention to whether he seen his shadow or not.
Okay. Well, I thought that is yes ever. Yes never. Yes, never, not never. You mean not never?
Not never is what I don't see. Why are you confused about not never?
Because it's a double negative, Dad.
Because not never means it don't happen.
Not never means it sometimes happens, and it could be happening all the time. It's everything but never. Right? Not never. What is never? And then not's the opposite.
Okay, see, I might have learned something today, but it's still not never. I mean, not never.
Have you ever listened to what the groundhog said and taken action on that?
No.
Okay.
Never.
So, never?
Just never.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Listen, you gave it hard to Max Paul, so I'm just giving it back to you. If you don't dish it out if you can't take it.
I can take it.
How often can you take it?
Not never.
Okay. All right, that's right. That's right, Dad.
But never.
But okay. There you have it, Max Paul.
Well, I got another email from Jenna Link.
Okay.
And it says, if you could time travel to witness any historical event together, which one would it be?
Oh.
Well, see, the first thing I thought about was I've always thought I would like to go, me and you do, because we've done some things together.
We have.
We've been whitewater rafting and
yep.
And all kind of things that was... Yes. Kind of dangerous.
We have spent time traveling together.
And doing that. But the first thing that hit my head was that me and you would get to go to the Super Bowl or something like that, but we wouldn't have to sit in the stands. We'd get to walk up and down the sideline with all the players and everything.
Oh, really?
Then I got to, yeah.
Okay. Which one? Because I'm saying that it could be anyone in the past. And I think that's what Jenna was saying too.
Well, if I
could pick any Super Bowl,
and it would be the first one where the Packers played, and it was like 0 degrees.
I don't want to do that. It's too cold. What, the first Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Why, Dad? Why?
Well, because it was the first one, and we're going in the past, and hey, man, you. all those men that was playing, they toughed it out, and we're not gonna really be in the cold. We're just gonna be sit back somewhere and kind of watching, and okay. It's probably still gonna be warm to us.
Oh, we'll be in a warm time traveling bubble. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Our time machine is very warm, and allows us
to have we're gonna have a heater in our time machine.
All right.
or we're gonna have some air conditioning in it if we need to get cool and everything. But
so but you just want to go to a Super Bowl and be on the sidelines.
On the sidelines.
Hey, everybody seems to care about the Super Bowl. I guess that would be cool. I don't know. With all
it'd be
this Taylor Swift stuff, I don't know.
I got to thinking a little bit more about this, and I mean, from being in the service and doing stuff, if I really picked one thing that I could watch and see happen, it would be D-Day.
Oh.
In World War II. And us, because so many people died fighting for this country and to free the world, that it would be something that you could really grasp and take in to see how those people felt and what they did to free us from the world then. So
that is quite a historic moment. That's a good choice. Have you seen Saving Private Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm told that was viscerally accurate.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I won't in World War II, but. You know, with
me neither.
Things that you read about it and how it was, that was pretty close.
Yeah,
what went on.
That one kind of scares me, Dad. Is our bubble bulletproof and as well as has a heater?
Well, I mean, it says when I read it, it says time travel to witness any historical event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're kind of
safe and
okay.
get back in our thing and get to come back home.
So. Okay, I think I have one.
But where would you?
I think I have one that would make you happy, would make me happy, and it would be awesome. I'll give you a hint, see if you can figure this out, because I remember, I think you still have it. There's a picture on your wall of an event. Now, I think it would be cool to travel back in time and be there together, especially because you have this picture hanging in your house.
And I know exactly what it is. When me and you and Papa and Lincoln got a picture in that bean field.
Oh, okay. No, that's not what I was talking about. But that is a sweet. That's better. That's better to be able to hang out with Papa in the bean field. Now you made me sad.
Four generations.
And if we wait long enough for Lincoln to have a son, he says he's going to name him the fifth. Yep. We could bring another generation and hang out with Papa. Don't make me cry, Dad. That's not the picture that I'm talking about.
Okay.
I was just thinking of something that would be cool as hell. It wouldn't be like heart wrenching, but awesome. So yes, your answer is better.
Oh, I'm sorry, but all right, what picture got?
It's a picture from history. We had nothing to do with it, and I'm pretty sure that it's hanging on your wall.
We got some pictures, and we got Nancy, and I got these pictures of Elvis out there. So.
Okay. Yes, but more specific, we will be going to Memphis. In like 1956.
To Graceland.
No, it's not just Elvis. There's three other people in the picture.
Oh, I know which one. Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley.
Yeah, the Million Dollar Quartet. All four of them were in the studio together. And
I've been to that studio. Hadn't you been there?
It's like Sun Records there.
Yeah.
In Memphis. Can you imagine being there, just be even being a fly on the wall? That you do have that picture hanging out, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's like this famous picture taken. I mean, they released the recordings later, but it was like I was reading about it. It was a totally impromptu.
Yeah, they didn't know. They knew Elvis was going to be there, but they were all recording around Sun Records, and I think Elvis was the only one that had a contract with Sun Records. The rest of them didn't. They had a contract with somebody else.
They were all more up and coming. Elvis was the only one that was more established, even though he was the youngest.
Yeah.
And just to be like hanging out in that room where they're like singing all those songs together.
And all they were singing all gospel music.
That would be fun though, just to show up and hang out with the four of them. Johnny Cash and Elvis alone. That's amazing. Jerry Lee Lewis, he seemed like he'd be a handful.
And yes, and Carl Perkins could flat play a guitar.
That would be cool.
I'm telling.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think about going back to that moment and like being able to hang out with Papa. I said I didn't want to go back here because you're gonna make me sad. But like, because I know we miss him so much. But it would be cool just to tell, you know, for him to see what we're doing now. Just like I'm glad Nan is able to see what we're doing now. And
but I think it's pretty.
He would love that
to bring that up. But hey, it wouldn't be sad to him that we brought it up. Wanted to be back in that. Watching that picture being taken.
No.
Because he'd be happy about it.
That's right.
Because he couldn't see good then either. And,
yeah.
When I see that picture hanging up in the kitchen, that picture makes me smile. It don't make me sad.
Yeah, me too.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Since they launched it, y'all can't get enough of Everybody Knows I Love Lesbians Collection, which is why they're launching 3 new pieces today, including this hoodie that has a holographic foil treatment. Check it out, as well as a tee and a pin, available now at mythical.com. Now it's time for a word from our sponsor. Well, I got our episode from Dispatches is going to be coming out right about the same time Mardi Gras is going on.
Oh, okay.
Have you been to New Orleans?
Yeah. I've been through a couple of times.
I'm going to do a little ad for our show.
Oh, you getting paid?
No, I ain't getting paid.
Oh, okay. Well, go for it anyway.
But we went to a place when we went to Mardi Gras, before we went to all the downtown to see all the parades, we went to a place called Mardi Gras World in New Orleans. And it's where they make all the floats and put them together.
I've heard about this.
And this place is right down on the water, and it's in all these great big warehouses. And they reuse this stuff and put it up, and they have people that sponsors each one of these boats, and they get on them, and hey, they ain't just sponsoring something that costs $25. Some of these things is, you know, anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million to fix one of these floats and to use them one time.
Oh.
It's open all year long, and you can go take a tour there and see how they make all these floats with these boats and with all these flowers and all these people on them and where they get all this stuff from. So it's Mardi Gras World down in New Orleans. And, you know, and then we went to that, and then I was standing outside the road watching all the floats come by, and they, you know, they throw all them beads and stuff. Well, yeah. I don't reckon the one I got, and it was that night, and one of them hit me right in the eye right here, and it was a whole bag full of them beads, like to knock me out.
Oh, and, okay.
And
you all right?
And them, so, and I thought, damn, I think there was even a little blood gushing out a little bit.
Did you show your titties?
Yeah. No, I won't do nothing. Just trying to catch the beads, and you couldn't see. So, hey, they didn't want to see my titties. They wanted to see them women.
Okay, don't make this motion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your eye, I thought this was an ad. It's turned into a public service announcement.
Yeah, so you need
watch
to
out for the bead bag.
For the beads, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Had a
I'm
good
sold.
Time and, but if you're ever in New Orleans and want to go see where they made the floats at, you need
wear
to stop
goggles.
Go to Mardi Gras World down there at New Orleans and everything.
Okay.
And just be careful standing out there so you don't get hurt with a bead either.
Okay.
Yeah. It's time for another edition of You're Way Over My Head Now. I know this segment is normally for you teaching me today's used slang.
Yeah.
But a Myrtle Beach sent in a wife sandwich story that we couldn't pass up. Me and you've been in a wife sandwich story.
I haven't. Because, no, I have not been in it, Dad.
I have.
Yes.
Because I'm way over my head.
Okay, let's hear it.
So this is from Jen Whitaker.
Okay.
And Jen says, "Hello, I live near Myrtle Beach. I'm in Longs. I come through Longs today.
Oh.
Coming back home.
Okay.
Which is next to Little River. My ex-husband and I split up in 2011. I remarried, and he did also. We are all great friends. I officiated my ex-husband's wedding to his current wife." Oh, my God.
It's one way to get rid of him.
"We've gone on cruises together, vacations, and even spend our holidays together. But here's a kicker. My ex-husband's wife, Donna, used to work with me back from 2006 to 2009, and we would go on double dates with her then-husband and my ex-husband." Boy, I'm getting confused already. Okay, I think I got this, though, Jen. "My oldest daughter, Stephanie, lived with Donna, her then-husband, for a few months after my husband and I split because it was closer to school. While she was staying with Donna, she met Donna's stepson, Josh. This was before my ex-husband started dating Donna, who was currently married to Josh's dad."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
"They are still together and are married with kids. I've attached a photo which will explain better. I'm Jen. My ex-husband is Chuck. My current husband is Tom. Chuck's current wife is Donna. Donna's ex-husband is Brian. Brian was married to Donna and Laura. Josh is the son of Laura and Brian. Stephanie is the daughter of Chuck and me. So anything that's a full family function, there's a lot of X's involved. Enjoy figuring it out. And there's no incest or lots of love. Is that what?
Are you sure? Because I'm not. No incest. Are you sure? Are you sure? Because we over here are not sure. You know, I don't know what just happened, but I am not sure that there is not incest at play.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about no incest, but all I'm gonna tell you is, Jim, this is really interesting, because all I had to do was my mama tell me that I was sitting between number one and number four. I don't know how you gonna figure out who's sitting in between who when they get married.
And what is this picture? Logan, can I see the picture? Because apparently it's supposed to help. Okay, so she just labeled the picture. Stephen and Dawn, Jen's parents. Big Chuck and Joy.
And Donna.
It's like they're all on an island, and they're just like repairing up. I don't, you know, there's other people in the world that you could have dated.
So I made a family tree for
what?
It.
Okay.
Because
you made a family tree.
I was the picture didn't help. So I.
Yes, it didn't.
No, it didn't help us either.
So this is what I made. So the
how did we get here?
The striped lines are divorces.
Okay.
These lines are people that are currently married. And I think Josh and Stephanie are married.
So the only people that got remarried were...
Brian has two exes.
Stephanie's parents got divorced, and Josh's parents got divorced. And then Josh and Stephanie got together, but then Stephanie's dad got married to Josh's stepmom.
Yeah.
Josh and Stephanie are husband and wife and stepbrother and sister.
If you look at this picture, it didn't say in the email, but this looks like Josh and Stephanie's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they look alike. No, no they don't.
And they're...
You can marry your step... if you can marry... You marry somebody, and then your parents, one of your parents can marry one of your step-parents, and then you become a step-sibling. But no, if your stepmom marries your spouse's parent, that doesn't make you step-siblings. I had a stepsister once that I could have dated. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
You know, it's weird, but it's not, you know, step-siblings are just... pretend siblings anyway. I mean, they're siblings by marriage. You mean, you know, and if you start to catch feelings, then it's fair game. You know, it could go either way at that point. I think it's, I don't know.
Well, Jen.
What do you think, Dad? Do you think it's a good, where do you stand on step brothers and sisters hooking up? That's really what we're at.
All I'm telling you is I ain't worried about steps and, unstepped, and it's just you have took the cake. Your thing is a lot better than my wife's sandwich.
Well, it's a lot more complicated. I don't know if it's better. It's bigger.
But Dad, I want to know,
how do you feel about stepbrother and sister hooking up?
If they ain't no blood related, I ain't got no problem with it.
Right. If my mom and my stepdad fell in love, why can't I fall in love with my stepdad's daughter?
You can.
Who's an adult, by the way?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, that's, I don't think that, that's, That's happened in this story, hadn't it? Ain't that what you're
trying
to say?
Well, in this story, the kids got married first and then the parents. So it happened in reverse. It said, oh, look, our kids have gotten hooked up. So now we should get hooked up too. My daughter and your stepson got married. So now let's me and you get married. That's what happened.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And that's totally fine.
I don't see.
I am not for it, but I'm not against it. I am okay with it, but I'm not excited about it. That's where I stand on the issue of step siblings hooking up. It's not great, but it's good. It's okay. It's fine. It's none of my business. That's where I stand.
I don't see a problem with it because they ain't.
And dad loves it.
Dad ain't no really cancer, but it was a very interesting story, and I really appreciate you sending this in to us. So
it's kind of efficient, you know. It keeps everything smaller.
Yeah.
When you get together. Makes the potlucks aren't as interesting in one side.
I'll drop it,
but I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Of just being okay with it.
Well, Link, I'm going to tell you, this is a pretty interesting way to wrap up what we've been doing tonight. And Jen, I appreciate you sending it in. And
yeah.
all you Myrtle Beasts out there, if y'all are as confused as me and Link were to start with, join the club. It's quite all right. And, you know, it was fun having all y'all here with us today, and we're so excited to be back. And I hope you all had a great Valentine's Day, and if you did something with Mardi Gras, I hope you had a great Mardi Gras. And don't forget to tune in next week for another mini dispatch, and please click those follow and subscribe buttons wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you got a joke, question, or a comment you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. We can't wait to spin your world around again next time. So we'll see y'all in a couple of weeks or in a week or so with a mini dispatch. So it was good talking to you again, son. And this is a, you know, this just keeps getting better and better.
I think it does. Yeah. I'll talk to you next time after I untangle my mind. Y'all keep them straight out there.
I love you.
Love you too.